You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
Fans of podcast horror and Halloween, Friday, October 25th in Austin, Texas at the Nomad Bar at 1213 Corona Drive, we have got an event for you. Attack of the Pod People is an unprecedented party to celebrate the season featuring members of oneofus.net, Double Toasted, The Night Owl, Horror Queers, Junk Food Cinema, Castle of Horror, Rage Select, Women in Caskets, and the Threequel Club, all performing onstage tributes to the season. All that, and you can get up and sing with Karaoke Underground or compete in our costume contest with prizes. RSVP is required for entry, so look our event up on Facebook or Eventbrite and join us.
OneofUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneofUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going, and get some terrific bonus content as well.
Hello and welcome to another anime review in which we discuss a movie that's going to be completely irrelevant to the show and it's only made just so we can get some extra money from Americans. Today we're talking about One Piece Stampede, a movie with so little information that the fucking synopsis for two different sites are just the premise of the fucking show. So from IMDb, it's a bunch of people trying to find a treasure. The Wikipedia one is the movie takes place during the Pirates Expo made by pirates for pirates, where all the pirates around the world come to join for one big treasure hunt from some guy named Gold Roger. That just sounds like the premise of fucking One Piece, but I'm not here alone to speak about this movie. I am joined by two people that are probably way bigger anime fans than I am. Bradley, introduce yourself.
Hello, yes, it's Bradley. Monkey D. Luffy, great to see him again. Rorono Nororo Zoro, great character. Nami, fan service abroad, here we go.
And we're also joined with Daniel. Introduce yourself.
Dreamin', don't give it up, dog it.
I'm not calling you that.
You are calling me that, goddammit. That's my artist name, you will use that name.
No.
Anyways. But
dog it, Captain.
I enjoyed this movie a little bit, actually.
Alrighty then.
Yeah,
so,
you're not alone. I enjoyed it.
Just for transparency's sake, I did not watch this movie. I'm simply on here to moderate. So either Bradley or Daniel, whichever one of you feels more comfortable telling the synopsis, an actual synopsis of this fucking movie.
I think I could do this one.
Go ahead. It's all you.
Yeah. That's
okay. Great. So One Piece is, you know, just a pirate anime. People are looking for this treasure to get their fortunes worth and be crowned King of the Pirates. And this one dude comes up with a plan that there's a secret treasure he wants to grab, and he wants to fuck up a bunch of shit. So he creates a pirate festival, and the plot goes from there. And I gotta say, guys, after watching another anime movie and then going to this, I fucking love a pirate festival. I want to watch a pirate festival. This movie had me in from the get-go.
And, like, are you caught up with the anime, or is this just like...
Hell no. That's a thousand episodes.
Yeah, it's over 1,000 episodes.
Somebody has to be close. I was always
nobody is caught up with this anime. Nobody's seen them all.
No, somebody has. You know how crazy anime fans are.
And please comment on the Facebook page or at me on Twitter if you've seen every One Piece episode, so I can tell you you're a liar.
Watching all of One Piece is like being a rock climber. I am genuinely impressed, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. One Piece is an anime that has events sprinkled in between filler. Not that filler is always bad. Sometimes filler is great. Sometimes it's better than the actual story. But I will admit that the events that happen in One Piece are epic anime, Shonen Jump type of storytelling. And this anime is fan service for a lot of those events that have taken place in the past. So it does hit 10 out of 10 there for the fan service aspect, which is what anime films should do.
Yeah,
this movie exists for the people who gave up on One Piece because One Piece is a weird anime where they're just trying to get across the ocean. And they went to the fucking sky. They went into the clouds before they crossed the ocean.
Hey, getting to the ocean is really, really hard. Getting into the clouds, not that hard.
Yeah, who hasn't done that?
Exactly.
I love that. It's such a... And this is why I actually like One Piece. Nothing is impossible in One Piece, and it's zany and crazy. Like you said, an island just appears in the sky, and every single pirate that sees it is like, okay, let's go up there. And somehow they have the means to do so, and it's not a big deal to them, but you as the audience watching it, you're like, holy shit, that's crazy. All right. You're either all in or you're not with an anime like this, is what I'm saying.
This show is the epitome of Bradley's favorite line. It's not the journey. It's the friends you make along the way.
Oh, my God. That's right. I said that like three times in one day, two different recordings. But a lot of these anime movies, you end up having a here's a central focus of the plot. Like, so what exactly, like, okay, so the pirate games, is it some sort of like fucking Harry Potter Goblet of Fire shit where everyone's competing? Like, what exactly happens when they get to this floating island in the sky?
There's a rumor that it might be One Piece.
Okay.
That's it. That's yeah. One Piece somehow come find my One Piece by was his name Golden Roger?
Yeah, Golden Roger, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, Golden Roger. Somehow that has spawned over 1,000 episodes. And plausibly, I'm not even gonna say that it spawned them lazily, you know. But yeah, they think One Piece might be up there. Of course we know we're watching it like, are you sure? Do you really I do think that could have used more skepticism. Like, maybe one character could be like, we've been told a treasure that just randomly shows up is One Piece before Luffy, and it wasn't, so maybe we'd be more cautious about this.
But I want to go what on did you pirate think, adventures.
And you get to go on a pirate adventure. This is a pirate RPG that I want to play.
There is a pirate RPG for this fucking game, and it sucked.
Oh.
Well, that's because it was rushed in development. None of the games based on this are good because they just rush them out since they know people who are fans will buy them up.
Anyways. Yeah, like Dragon Ball Xenoverse 1 and 2, they're the same fucking game. Fight me.
Absolutely. Absolutely the same.
I will fight you in Xenoverse.
Fight you in Xenoverse as well.
What do you think about the comparisons between Luffy and Goku, though? Do you think that's
Luffy's
an
a better
apt
character.
Comparison?
Luffy's genuinely a better character.
I actually agree with you. I'm surprised. Not many people are willing to admit that. But okay, why do you think Luffy's a better character?
Yeah, let's say, go down a little bit. I'm curious, because I grew up with Dragon Ball Z. I never really watched One Piece. And as much as Goku's an incredibly stupid and flawed character, he's simple, and I like that. Not simple in the stupid sense, but like he's a very simple character, and I really like what they do with that. So I'm curious.
Luffy's
like, what,
a pirate, and he's willing to say, hey, we'll fight dirty.
Well, yeah, it's like that old saying. Can you be a pirate? Could you be a pirate and a good man, Luffy? Yes, you can. Debate over. But Luffy, what I like, even after 1,000 episodes, because Goku changes without you realizing it. Goku in the beginning was all about his friends, but now Goku kind of fell into a, I could care less about my friends, I just want to fight. He'll pretend he cares about his friends, but then he'll say something like, what if we put every living thing across multiple universes up for ransom so I can hit somebody? I mean, that's a shitty person, and Luffy would never do that.
Goku gave Cell a Senzu bean. He was trash after that.
Yeah, the good point.
That was 20 years ago. Hey, this guy that's basically killed a lot of this planet and most of my friends, here, beat my son up. And by the way, at full power.
Oh, my gosh.
And Luffy's more fun. Luffy just knows how to have fun. There's a line where they said, what do friends give you? It's like, without friends, who am I supposed to party with?
Exactly. That's dope. That's a dope line.
I understand. I understand Luffy's motivations completely at all times.
So there is an antagonist for him to fight that kind of shows up after the first act during the Pirate Festival.
His name is Brawly.
Say his name is Brawly? What?
No. His name's Douglas Bullet, but he's pretty much Brawly with more dialogue, to be fair. What'd you think of that as an antagonist? Throwaway or pretty interesting?
It's throwaway, but it wasn't bad. It was just an excuse for a bunch of characters that we didn't know to join forces to fight him. But I'm assuming for the people that watch the show, it's probably, oh shit, they're gonna work together.
Yeah, which is a part of the fan service that it hits out of the park so well. Like, whoa, so-and-so is going to work together with so-and-so. My dream, my fanfic's coming true. You know, that sort of thing.
I think this gives a lot of characters a chance to shine. Everybody gets their moment. You know, the women obviously don't get as great moments as everybody else does, but they have their moments. What's it called? And you got people who are like who like to reinstate their roles. Like, you got Usopp, who's like, hey, look, I'm a sniper. I'm supposed to stay back here and help from the back.
Yeah, Usopp actually has the biggest character arc in the film. Would you agree?
I usually hate Usopp, but I love him in this.
Yeah, and a lot of characters showed up. And again, I'm playing my cards close to the chest here, because a part of the fun of watching animated films is the reveal of certain characters that show up. So I'm not going to give any names. But some characters showed up that I thought died. That's how long this anime has been going on. Did that happen to you as well? Or?
Okay, so I've read the manga longer than I watched the anime, and I was still thinking to myself, how is this clown still alive? He's a warlord now? What?
Yeah. Good times, good times.
This is just a fun watch. This for the anime fans, I think they'll get their whatever they torrent, download, whatever. I don't know.
Their time worth, basically.
The Funimation app, you know.
Oh, no, that's
competing with Crunchyroll. Is that
getting
a bad
anime
app?
Movies has always been a fucking problem for people that are outside of Japan, because it's like, well, we either pay hundreds of dollars for import charges, or we have to find a hopefully the way that maybe they'll get on Crunchyroll or some sort of streaming app. Or it's like, yeah, we got to find a way to steal it, because like that happens way more often than not.
Terrible. Well, what I did was I became friends with Justin. Noticed he needed help with the website, and I said, well, I'll help you out. Do you guys review any animated films? And that's what I did to get anime films. Perfectly legal.
I know, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
So, the action.
Yeah, that's
what did you think
thing.
Of the...
Like, what'd y'all think?
Yeah,
of
which is another
the
huge
action,
reason why to watch anything. What'd you think?
I thought it was perfectly subpar action. But great, dynamic moments. Like, it's not going to be, like... The animation is pretty okay. Like, I love the vibrant colors and, like, how everything pops and all the characters, like, all look individually different. Nobody looks the same, and I really enjoy that. But there is a lot of points where, like, they'll reuse the shot of, like, two people punching each other, and they just do a close-up of their face and their fist, like,
yeah.
Pummeling each other.
I can imagine what that's like.
But I appreciate that they only did the Dragon Ball Z teleport twice that I saw.
Yeah, they use that same sound effect, too. You know.
So I appreciate
that. Instant translocation, get it right.
Shunken Ido. Now, what did you think of the villain's ultimate form? That was a huge letdown for me, because I hate
that
ultimate form in every anime. Every time they do that, I'm like, come on, man. That's so lazy and boring.
His first form was like, okay, I'm down for this. This is all right.
Yeah.
I can do this. The metal bot thing, like, I'm good for this, too. It's that last form where it's, like, this weird CG, just great.
Yeah.
And it takes all the color out of the rest of the movie, too. Like, it was, like, the end of a Zack Snyder movie.
Yeah. There's something about animated films, especially ones that are based around big fights, where they can't resist using 15-year-ago CGI tricks. And that always bothers me. But before that, I agree. The first fight with the antagonist was great. You know, you had Luffy using all his gum gum attacks, and the devil fruit
Luffy
was brought out.
Luffy getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, an anime protagonist like Luffy getting his ass kicked is always a good thing, because you know he's going to come back stronger. That's the heart of protecting your friends, because friendship is magic. Twilight Sparkle, shout out.
How do you beat up a man mad of rubber? How do you beat up a man mad of rubber?
Using acids, heat would probably work. Any sort of alcohol could destroy certain rubbers.
Oh wow! Thanks for ruining the fun, Mr. Scientist.
Yeah, you need to
literally my
that
job.
Devil fruit of the periodic table.
To ruin
table,
fun?
And you could
yeah,
be the pirate king.
It's kind of a running joke. I think you guys did talk enough about this movie to get a good idea
yeah.
of what you guys.
Oh
think,
wait! Just really yeah. quick, Bradley, favorite just random cameo or favorite person that just pops up. They're like, I know that dude.
I like the marine guy that's always after them with the badass coat and the swords that always fights with Zoro.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good. Oh, spoilers for everybody! Crocodiles in this.
Yeah, yeah.
And for everyone that doesn't know what the fuck they're talking
favorite?
About, this I'm sure that's interesting.
I liked all the pirate boats, too, that they got to make an appearance, because that's one of my favorite aspects of the anime. The ridiculously wacky, improbable pirate ships. So that
that's the favorite. That's my favorite part of the movie, the little, like, the five-minute wacky racers of pirate ships.
Yeah. See Snidely Whiplash like, yeah, I'm going to get the Grand Line treasure.
Announcer announces every character, like, every pirate ship, except, like, the last five at the back, and, like, and then there's these other guys. They're like, we have names, too!
No one cares!
Oh, I like that Luffy's fan club showed up. They're always around.
Oh, yeah.
So... completely mediocre and incompetent, but Luffy inspires people to work together, and like you said, isn't that the real treasure?
I enjoy any anime where the crush
money is the real treasure.
Well, before we close out with final thoughts, I don't even know what One Piece is yet. Does anybody, or is it still just
here's
up
the
in
thing,
the air
the
like
thing.
What
I
it actually
thought,
is
I always thought the twist at the end was going to be it's just people, pirates are stupid. They misunderstood like a very much a veiled threat. You can come and find it in One Piece. And it's like, yeah. I just assumed like, hey, good luck. I don't think there's an actual treasure.
See, I'm on your ship with that. I don't think there's an actual treasure either.
Oh, Golden no, what Roger it is, it's going to just... be a cure for whatever the fuck's affecting the main character, and he has to decide whether or not he's going to like become back to
be,
normal or not.
It's no, just going to be a mirror.
Exactly.
It's just gonna be a mirror, and the treasure was inside you all along.
And then all of them would be like, "Oh," but Luffy would be like, "Well, on to the next adventure."
Oh, I will say, I do enjoy how the way they decided to make this movie not matter. I actually appreciate it. It's like that's a good character moment.
Yeah, when they're all like, "Whoa, this will advance the status quo," and then they're like, "Status quo, no," and then yeah. Which they do, which anime films do. I hope that's not a spoiler. I think anyone who watches animated films from Japan knows that that's par for the course. Anyways, yeah, let's dive into our final thoughts.
Yeah, so whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first.
Yes, Bradley, go ahead.
The action's pretty good. I think the first part of it is a lot better than the closing. It kind of takes a dip and pauses because it's about an hour and 40 minutes. This could have been 80 minutes. But of course, they want it to run in theaters, so you need those flashbacks that are actually completely inconsequential. And that's the only real negative about it. If you're a fan of this, I'm sure you'll love the hundreds of cameos. The piratey ships are great. The Gum Gum and Devil Fruit powers, they're all here for maximum fan service. Luffy's wearing a cooler looking coat, so you know it's a movie. Like, stuff like that is in there. All of his buddies get to shine too. Even Nami gets to do some of her cool tricks, which I thought is pretty neat since she's been regulated just to, oh, I secretly love Luffy. I hope he loves me someday. Also,
does she do that?
Some...
I thought she was a navigator.
Is that what she does?
Yeah, she's a navigator. She's the third person that joins the ship. She's like, you're our navigator because she's the only one who knows directions.
Oh, that's right. Well, this was like 20 years ago, man. How long has this been on?
A long fucking time.
It came out when I was six.
It was around the same time where Naruto, Dragon Ball Z, and One Piece came out around the same times.
I do remember
the Great Anime Wars.
Yeah. I remember
which was the best. No, because the mainstream people would
it outlived Naruto. Yeah.
Yeah, because the mainstream fans are like, which is the best anime, and all the anime fans that are from Japan and the weebs are like, fuck all those mainstream animes. Talk about all these other ones that no one's ever heard of.
Well, the correct answer is One Piece. It's genuinely, it is One Piece. It is out of like Naruto, Bleach, all those. One Piece is the better anime.
No,
yeah,
Full Metal Alchemist
went 50 episodes. I'm talking about the ones that go.
The ones that go for all.
Yeah, we're talking about the Neverenders.
Oh, the Naruto. No.
Yeah, Naruto. Are you the one guy that watches Boruto?
I watched like 600 episodes in like 2 months.
Oof, that's impressive.
Yeah,
even your birds judging you.
I had no life. This is before one of us.
Your birds judging you. Oh, man.
This is filler.
I remember the rap. You were rapping earlier about the yayo, yayo. So that was...
Don't give it up, Bradley.
Yeah, that was definitely the best English anime opening of all time. And I'll place my hand on a Bible to say that. That was so funny. I think the fans will especially dig it. And if you've fallen away from One Piece, like you do, because like I said, it just won't stop, this could get you revitalized back into it. So for that, I'm giving this 6 gum gum attacks out of 10.
I'm going to give this a much more positive review. I'm going to take this from the people who are going to watch this, which are One Piece fans. If you're not a One Piece fan, you'll have some enjoyment out of this, but, you know, you're not going to get the full effect. Like, I've only seen probably up to 200 episodes, and I still got, like, a contact high out of this thing. So I'm going to give this 7 out of 10 final forms.
Oh. Is there actually 10 final forms, or?
I'm going to count every individual character's thing.
That's final form. That's some Dragon Ball Z shit. But then all these animes steal from each other. So,
what final form will we see next? I'm guessing like a rainbow CGI effect.
This will be my last joke. I'm just waiting for Alan and his birds' final fusion.
to bird person from Rick and Morty.